order the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting on Monday, November 11th at 7 p.m. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Garcia is absent. Millen is absent. Schumacher?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
Hesola?
Here.
Milshewski?
Here.
Getz?
Here.
And Forrestal?
Here.
All right. And recognition of our visitors. And we have a visitor here tonight.
Ivana Bella Mendoza.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. And do we have any presentations?
No.
No, no presentations. And approval of minutes, please.
To entertain a motion to approve the minutes of Monday, September 9th, 2024, as presented.
Second.
Okay. I'll do a roll call.
Okay, please.
Mm-hmm. Millen, I'm sorry. Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pesola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Getz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Thank you.
And do we have any correspondence tonight?
No.
No? Okay. Public comment? No? Okay. And we don't, it does not appear we have Friends of the Library report this evening? Mm-hmm. No? Any staff comment?
No.
No? And report of the treasurer, please.
Okay. I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the bill list as presented, with total bills paid in the amount of $19,513.61 and total payroll in the amount of $41,149.11 for total disbursements of $60,662.72.
Second.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pesola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Getz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Thank you.
And report of the library director, please.
Okay. The report starts on page 24 of the packet. As you can see, I added pictures of our voting booth this year in our children's department. Jeanette did a great job in this. Whenever a child came, she explained the voting process and how we had displays up for the candidates. We had dog books and cat books, mm-hmm. and she explained how you should do your research on your candidates make an informed decision, mm-hmm. and you can only vote once.
Mm-hmm.
We had 275 votes, with the winner being dogs.
Oh, interesting.
So, it was fun. So they'll be bringing that back again next
year.
Excellent.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
It was really cute. It was all lit up inside of there as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
We had our carpets cleaned today.
Ooh.
We took a walk through, and you can see here, there are no massive stains in here anymore. It was lovely. And actually, we're having a Rails representative come through tomorrow for a site tour, so it worked out very well.
Excellent.
She's new to the position, and so she'll be posting pictures and stuff that we do through for all Rails this week.
Oh, great.
What else do I want to tell you about? I'm looking into signing us up, the library up, for an online database called Udemy. It's similar to LinkedIn Learning. I sat through a webinar with Rails, and we are bundled in with Rails for a discount of 50% off of their services. And basically what it is they're curated on-demand videos for professional development, leadership courses, personal development. There's web design, certifications, test prep courses. There's language courses.
Wow.
Microsoft courses. So I think this will be a great fit for both staff learning and for our patrons.
Absolutely.
And it's based on our population size, so I have until Friday to sign up, and we'll get 1 month for free. The subscription runs January to December. Okay. It is $2,600 for the year.
Okay. How does that work? Is there like a group of courses that you can pick, or because I've taken classes up from there, and they can range in price.
Right. Right. So these are specifically curated for libraries. Okay. So they said there's like 27,000 different classes.
Wow.
That you can
get. Wow.
That's a lot.
And so our patrons will sign up using their library card, and that's how it'll recognize someone.
So do we pay the subscription, and then the patrons can sign up, and then they pay an additional cost for, or that's just...
No cost to patrons.
Wow, that seems...
Yeah.
Shelly, how is going to be promoted?
Mm-hmm. Well, we obviously will do the usual channels through our online social media, mm-hmm. The press, WSBY.
Oh, good.
Yeah, our normal and customary that we usually do. Let's see here. We had State Senator Sue Resin here with doing her Youth Advisory Council meeting here. And so she had 40 different students from 9 different high schools come. And she had guest speakers and taught the students about public policy, state government, and leadership.
That's great.
So it was an all-day thing. I think, really, this is her third year in doing that here. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else I can tell you. I had staff create a page on our website for our strategic plan documents to land. So you'll find them in the About Us tab, mm-hmm. just down from our mission statement. You'll see strategic plan, and people can download the one page, the multi-page, and the learning report as well.
Okay.
We had our Halloween trivia program that the presenter canceled at the very last minute. So Jeanette and Mike did a great job of scrambling and creating a whole program out of it.
Wow.
So, yeah, they found the questions, and it was awesome.
Oh,
that's
great.
From what I understand, they did a great job, and the attendance was at 42 people. And,
that's amazing. That is amazing.
A very good job.
Yeah.
On the fly.
Okay.
And I gave you guys a handout. The district reached out to me and we would share some of this information to try to spread the word. They are doing a listening tour for a facilities plan for the school district. They're asking for public's ideas, questions, and gathering feedback based on their facilities, growth, and the actual future of 2015. The next meeting is, I believe, this Thursday, November 14th at the middle school. I'm going to try to make one of these for sure. So.
Okay.
I met with a furniture representative that I met at ILA conference, and we had him come out and look at just this furniture. These just wanted to get an idea on pricing on tables and chairs, because mm-hmm. these chairs are very cumbersome, mm-hmm. and this room gets broken down every day in a different way, sure. and it's a real pain.
Okay.
But so we looked at lighter chairs. They're like 4 pounds. You can stack them 25 high. You can put them on a wheelie cart, mm-hmm. and they can be ganged together so they can move easily and slide. That's
nice. Yeah.
So I just saw that from a video.
Yeah.
But he put me in touch with the Geneva Public Library director, so I'm gonna reach out to her and. Set a date and go and look at them in
sure.
person.
Sure.
So the friends are interested in putting money towards this
that's
as well. So.
Okay.
But it's just one site that I'm looking at. But they're very expensive, I would say that.
Okay.
We are looking at creating a collections policy for long overdue items. We have a couple hot spots that have been out for quite a while, so okay. I've had to cancel the service on them. And two patrons in particular have been notified several times and have not returned them. So we have extra hot spots that we put back into circulation
okay.
to replace those.
Okay.
But... We really want to try to get that material back.
Sure.
So we need to create a collections policy
okay.
to send people to collections
okay.
first before we even do that.
Sure.
We have to have that in place. So
okay.
I just want to let you know that that will have to be a policy committee meeting.
Okay.
And I'm also researching the Illinois ePay program. This was someone else that I visited during ILA conference from the state of Illinois, the treasurer's office. They provide the equipment for credit card readers,
mm-hmm.
and the funds go to an Illinois funds account. And I spoke with Rob about it, and he's okay with the process of it. I spoke with our bank about it, and I just need to reach back out to the treasurer's office for more questions.
Okay.
I believe that's it for my report.
Okay. Thank you, Shelley.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig, did you have anything? City Council?
Nothing really.
No.
Pretty soon we'll have some big things coming.
Yes.
About all I can say.
But not it. Not yet.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be really excited with some of the possibilities coming.
Oh, excellent. Okay. That's
yeah.
exciting. Thank you. And standing committees, we did not have standing committee meetings at all, so we can bypass that. Any unfinished business?
Yes, we need to continue to
yes.
review our chapters
okay.
for our protective grant.
Yes.
The chapters of the Serving Our Public 4.0 standards.
Yes.
So my memo is on page 34
okay.
of the packet.
Okay.
So we're going to be reviewing chapters 9 through 11.
Okay.
Chapter 9 is public services, reference, and readers advisory services.
Okay.
So our... we do meet all of the core standards in this chapter,
okay.
but I wanted to highlight one in particular. It's the library supports training in the use of technologies necessary to access electronic resources, including training for people with disabilities and the use of adaptive equipment and software.
Yeah.
So this was something that our friends of the library have paid for our patrons to circulate. It's basically just a speaker that has, we did four, I believe, of these, four or five, and each one has a different genre of music. I believe this is rock and roll. But all it is a big on-off button, fast forward, stop, pause, and so people that... we have arthritis or vision problems. Mm-hmm. These are super easy for them to utilize, and they can check them out for 3 weeks. So Cheryl will bring these when she does visits to the senior houses. Mm-hmm. She'll bring these to them, and they're loving them. And
That's great.
It's very, very easy and convenient for them.
Okay.
But also, Cheryl also reached out to the Talking Book program for the state, and it's for the blind and hearing impaired, and people can check out this device as well, and it's preloaded with, this one's preloaded with 8 books on it, and it's, you just plug this in, and it plays the audiobooks.
Oh, that's great.
The state let us keep this as a test for our patrons. So,
Oh, that's great.
A lot of people don't realize that this technology is out there for people. So the state was really happy that we had reached out because, you know, they're trying to get the word out as well.
Okay. So great.
Can you change up the books on that eventually? Or how does it?
No, the state has to do it. So you would have to get another cassette with it loaded in there. Yeah. Okay.
Has anyone reached out to Lighthouse for the Blind in Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they would take something too.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just a thought.
I don't know. This doesn't cost our patrons anything.
Yeah.
I don't
know. And they may have something too.
Yeah.
Right.
We've
got a lot of pressure. Too,
Will the state be issuing X amount per library, or how is that?
No, patrons would go through the state to do that. They just gave us this device for training purposes.
For training purposes,
So if somebody is interested in using this, they would go to a state site?
We get them in touch with the state.
Okay, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yes.
Can I interject for a second? Mm-hmm. When we were down in Springfield, I was in a conference with Alexei Julius, and he was very big on state funding for libraries. Mm-hmm. And so this budget and future budgets, you should probably see a little bit more coming your way, especially for technology. He specifically spoke on things like that for special needs children, for elderly and the hearing impaired, that they're trying to convince the governor to give a little more funding for that stuff. So hopefully you guys see some of that. That just triggered my memory.
He's very popular with the library people.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's it for chapter 9. Chapter 10 is on programming. So in this one as well, the library meets all of our standards for programming in this chapter. And I just wanted to highlight one bullet point. The library provides outreach programs to specific populations who cannot visit the library. So this is something that our circulation manager does. She goes to the senior homes, and she goes there once a month to, I believe, to Anthony's Place, to Sandhurst, to Heritage Woods. And eventually, in our strategic plan, I would like for an outreach person to take that burden off of her.
Sure.
So,
okay.
Although we do meet the criteria, we could be doing better.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Chapter 11 is on youth services. And I'm just going to repeat the same bullet point, is they repeat it as well, is having staff trained on assistive equipment for accessibility purposes. Mm-hmm. And I just repeated the same bullet point that we have the device from the state.
Okay.
And then also, it's as redundant here. It's the outreach towards the attracting new users and reaching underserved population. It's having a dedicated person to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the information that I'd be putting in my per capita grant when I do that to the state.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We will have chapters 12 and 13, and then we will be done.
Okay.
That will be technology and marketing, promotion, and collaboration.
Okay. 12 and 13, December. All right, perfect. Thank you, Shelley. And activity plan, do we have anything?
Yes, so Jason was kind enough to share his spreadsheet with me.
Okay.
So I gave you this handout.
That was nice.
And I'm sorry that it's so small, but I did send it to you electronically too, so. And I've broken it down by fiscal year. And as you can see, as we get lower down, there's less, and that's only because it's going to depend on the year that we're in, if we need to add more or more comes up from our discovery.
Okay, sure.
So this looks great. Basically, for the remainder of this year, you guys, you're blank. You guys don't have a task.
Okay.
I've got a couple goals to do, but basically we're going to really focus on learning more about community needs.
Mm-hmm.
That's all service desks are really going to do that. They're going to concentrate on that. Mike's got a couple directories that he's going to be creating in that, but that's what we're going to be doing. And we're also going to start doing our mailers to new residents.
Okay.
So I'll talk about that under new business.
Okay.
But then next year is the big year where we want to look at hiring a space planner. So a lot of work will come out of the information we get from them on what we want to do.
Sure.
So that will trickle down to maybe FY27, FY28.
Okay.
And then I try to put these in a weighted scale as well. So the most important ones are up top.
Okay.
That's creating an outreach, marketing, whatever we want to call that.
Sure.
And hiring a space planner. That's really the two big things we want to look at focusing on for that year.
Okay.
And then the other departments have other smaller things that they can focus on as well.
But
between you all and myself, that's what we should be focusing on.
Okay.
Does that make more sense? Mm-hmm. And I took out the garbled
this.
I like it. It looks a lot better.
Yeah.
Did you share this with managers yet? Or?
No, that's that's this week.
Okay.
I'll be curious to see how they feel about this versus the...
For sure.
I think this is way more digestible, too. So.
Sure.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
It looks really good.
Yeah, it looks great, Shelley. Looks great.
Thank you, Jason.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jason. All right. Any other unfinished business?
No.
No? Where's that? All right. Any new business?
Yep. So this is the other handout that I gave you guys. So we're replacing this old handout that we've had. This was done in 2017, 18, I think. It needs updating in that, but... I reached out to the Solomar, our media group, and met with two employees there and just talked about what I was looking for. I'd like to see a trifold brochure. And so they basically took a lot of the verbiage here and put it on here. This hasn't had any rewrites to it at all. Personally, I would like to see our mission and our vision statement, our new vision and mission statement on this, and tweaking the about us and who we serve. So this will be part of our manager's meeting as well to discuss this. But instead of this listed out every program that we did, I broke it down into five basic categories of creative programs, social programs, educational programs, health and wellness, seminars, just so you get a round viewpoint of what we do offer and some of our services that we offer. So I like the QR code on here that will take you right to our website as well. This is our social sites on there. But I guess I wanted to see what you guys thought, what you might want to see on something like this. So this will go out to, this can be used for anytime we go to an event somewhere. It's basically for people that don't know about the library. So we're going to be, this is what we'll be mailing to our new residents, welcome them to the community, along with a couple other things inserted inside, I believe. But yeah, I just want to get your guys' thoughts. If you had any.
That looks great.
Yeah.
The QR code works.
Oh, good.
That's important. I like your idea, though, about putting the new mission statement in there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Seeing that we just did that.
Right. So they also talked about a logo redesign. I'm like, I don't know if we're ready for that kind of thing, but I guess those they had said that you should readdress it every 5 years to see if it's still meeting your needs.
A logo,
yeah.
So your quote, the little.
So this logo is book. It's the book. But the swoopy thing represents the Fox River.
Oh,
yeah.
I think it looks nice.
How can you change it? I think it's good.
Yeah, it's a pretty good logo.
Yeah. So,
I did not see the river in the book.
Maybe if, you know, the next strategic plan, we look at changing.
That would be something if you wanted to do that, somehow have work it into a contest.
That's what I was going to say, a logo contest.
But you're also committing to changing it, too, though. Which
I like what we have.
Just kidding.
My only thought, I know it mentions collections and about us, but under our services, do we want to add anything about, I know we've added the library of things and other items, just to make sure kind of we expand on both our collection as well as our collection of other things.
Thank you. Because
I think that's something that not many people probably realize we have as well.
And then when we add Udemy or more databases, we can add that on there as well too.
So are you thinking, instead of the about us and who we serve, is using that area for our mission statement?
I'm not sure yet, but this verbiage of the library is a hidden gem,
yeah.
I don't really like that.
I'm not a big fan of that either.
No, I don't want to be hidden. I don't like that at all. Our mission statement says that we are a community hub, so I think
so
maybe that should be there.
I would take that out.
Yeah. That's what was on this. So this was just, I think, a placeholder for now.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we need to specify when it was built, how big it is.
Nope.
I don't think that's important.
It's not important.
That's what I was reading my next.
Yeah.
Great, but
right. So I like putting the mission and vision statement there. And then we can tweak the about us.
That's a good idea.
Shall
we? Yes, ma'am.
All three services would be a good idea to have the meeting space.
And study rooms. Oh, private study rooms I do have. But meeting space, large meeting space.
Yeah, catch the attention to companies.
Yeah, great space.
something. Do we have anything about like community outreach or like the like the senior visit? Since again, outreach is a focus, it might want to live here somewhere. About contact us for community outreach opportunities, or just kind of like a call to action again for businesses that might receive this and say, I wonder if they'll partner with us on this.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, any other comments? No? No? Okay. Anything other?
So, yeah, I added the other.
Okay.
That hadn't been on here before, is something I learned at conference.
Okay.
That in case you all wanted to bring up something, this is the time to talk about it and discuss it. You can't act on it, but we can discuss it and table it for next year. So
okay.
I added that.
Okay. Is there anything anyone would like to add?
No.
No? Okay.
Bye. Turned.
Turned.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
A second.
Roll call, please. Yes. Okay. Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Nosuski?
Mm-hmm.
Gatz?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
Thank you. All right.
A little there.